The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Great company,
great laughs,
and the music you love. Today FM.
It all happens here.
Yes, that's got a Breda Ducey in County Mayo who is on the air, ready to go to kickstart the nation today.
The Kickstart Song.
Brought to you by Sky. Watch new, unmissable, exclusive dramas on Sky.
Breda, how's the woman? Are you well?
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thank you very much. You're in Mayo, and I believe, am I allowed to say you're Harry Preggers? You're 20,
yeah. Yes, I am. I'm 34 weeks nearly.
Oh, very good. So it's about a month away then, is it?
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
All going well. Oh, yeah.
Very good. Well, congratulations. How are you feeling?
Thank you.
Okay?
I'm not too bad. I'm just excited now.
Ah, that's
all
good.
Of that.
That's going to be brilliant for you.
Yeah.
So I believe you're up at 6:30 a.m. 5 days a week for work.
Yes, I am.
So, yeah.
Which is not very exciting.
What kind of work do you do?
As a speech therapist.
Oh, very good. Excellent.
Yes.
Oh, so you're doing good work. You're seeing results out of your work,
yes.
Which is great. Fantastic.
Yes,
and you've got a plan to win Waffle at some stage.
At some stage. I've been trying to get on now for quite some time. So I'll get on at some point and win it.
Oh, I recognise your voice now, Breda, and your name. And are Mayo going to win the Sam Maguire at some stage, do you think? Are you a fan of the football?
I am, but let's hope some year we get Mayo for Sam.
Yeah, because you know somebody put it in the time capsule thing on the census for 100 years down the road. They said, has Mayo won the Sam Maguire yet?
Oh my God. Well, let's hope by then we have won it.
Well, it's the most hopeful county in all of Ireland anyway, because every year they're so positive and so optimistic and say, no, this is going to be it. This is going to be it. And it's fantastic to see. So Breda, come on Mayo, come on.
Mayo for Sam.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Breda, we're going to do this. You tell me when to push the button and we'll get your song on the radio today. Lovely talking to you, and best of luck now in 6 weeks' time, all right?
Thanks, Cheers. Ian, you too.
Thanks. Okay, here we go.
So, good morning to everyone in Ireland, especially my other half, Brian. I hope everyone has a happy and healthy Thursday. Ian, hit that button.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight.
And they talk about golf sometimes, like the Masters in Gift Grub.
And you're very welcome back to the glorious sunshine of Augusta, Georgia. The pristine fairways, the azaleas in full bloom, and as ever, a candid Rory McIlroy press conference.
Rory, can you win the Masters this year?
Yeah, I'm not saying anything this year.
Why not, Rory?
Well, because before, when I talked myself up, that was a disaster. Then when I kind of talked myself down, that was a complete disaster as well. So then when I said I wasn't up, I wasn't down, I was, you know, kind of in the middle, that didn't work either. So that was actually probably worse. So this year I'm just going to make absolutely sure I say nothing and tell you guys nothing at all. And hopefully that works.
But you just told us that, Rory.
Oh, sh**. Done it again.
Oh, dear. Rory McIlroy's odds have just shot out to 500 to 1. But the talk here at Augusta is all about Tiger Woods. You can follow Tiger 24/7 on Sky by pushing the Tiger icon, the Tiger button, below. Shh. There he is, Butch, eating a soft-boiled egg.
What about those soldiers? He's got them in formation, Ewan.
Perfection. Of course, there's four Irishmen in the field this week. Let's go down to Graham McDowell, who didn't make it. He's on the range.
Yeah, yippee-ki-yay-yay. If you're Irish, come into the parlour and chug a brewski with your bros. I'm here with my buddy Michael Flatley.
Be gabs a cave meal of shamrock to you, Graham McCushla.
What an awesome week it is to be Irish, Michael. You love golf.
Abby, Jesus, I do. There's a great history of golf in me Irish roots.
Yeah.
Me granddaddy, the Tinker Flatley, wasn't he the first scratch handicapper in Tubber Curry, be Jesus?
Shut the front door. Golf was different back in the days of yore, back in the old sod, bro.
Abby, Jesus, twas my warning. They were so poor, they had ne'er a ball or a club between them. So didn't the old Tinker haul an old hairy skiak off an old tree and puck a few potatoes round the field till it rolled in an old hole?
Booyah, gabra!
Prize money was one crew bean and two lashings of porter.
Wonderful stuff.
Rollover alert. Yes, we've got a rollover. Nobody answered Barry. Answered Barry's call yesterday.
AFM's cash machine.
So, if you've entered since Tuesday at 5 o'clock, you're still in to win, but you do need to know this new number, okay? This is the amount. €21,058.29. That's 21,058.29. Write it down. Yes, Barry's call went unanswered for yesterday, for Wednesday, so somebody's going to be kicking themselves for that, but it means we've got a rollover. It means the money's getting bigger. Hello, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you very much. Michelle, I believe it's your birthday today.
It is.
Well,
it is, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Thanks, William.
And your husband, Porrick, and the kids, James and Kate, they are going to be treating you like the princess that you are, the queen
Absolutely.
That you are today
Absolutely.
For your birthday. And wouldn't it be a lovely bit of icing on the cake if you won €1,000 as well?
Oh, it would, definitely.
And listen, are they going to help you out? Because that's okay. That's fine. That's great.
Well, that's what they said.
Yeah,
but we're waiting to see.
So you make sure, exactly. You make sure that you're the one who says the words, right?
Yes,
okay.
No
so
problem.
We're looking for the five keywords that I've got written down here in front of me, all to go along with the topic I'm just about to reveal on your birthday. Porrick, James, Kate, get yourself ready. Here we go.
Today's waffle topic is
the chase.
It's a game show, The Chasers. The governor. Bradley Walsh. It takes for money. There's contestants. There's a celebrity version. The Beast. The Dark Destroyer. The governess. The vixen. The nemesis.
Yes, you've done it, fantastic! Whoa! Oh, happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Oh, well done, very good. I'm delighted for you, Michelle. That's great. Yes, game show, Bradley Walsh. We had the governess, who's Anne Hegarty. We had the Beast, Mark Labette. We also had Dara Ennis, the Menace. So you've given us either their nickname or whatever. And you got it. Well done. So I think you did that mostly on your own now, to be honest with you.
A lot of help. They were kept from the kitchen.
Oh, brilliant. Delighted for you. And on a great day for it to happen as well.
Yeah, brilliant. That's great.
Oh, this will be a memorable birthday.
Absolutely.
Michelle, congratulations. Thanks a million. Cheers.
Thank
See you.
Bye.
Bye.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
This could be every woman's nightmare. Avril is in Wexford. Hey, Avril.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Very well. What did you do?
Oh, golly gosh. Moving house, packing up. I put all my handbags from the last 25 years into a black bag temporarily. They were beside bags of rubbish, bags going to the charity shop. And anyway, I mixed them up, didn't realise until I was getting ready to go to a wedding, went to the bag that was meant to contain all the handbags, and it was a bag of rubbish.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I was fairly good.
So, did all the handbags, the 25-year collection of handbags, go to the charity shop or to the rubbish?
I'm not too sure. I'm thinking the dump, but I'm not too sure.
The dump. And, I mean, obviously it's a waste, and you'd like to see them being at least reused, but is there a part of you that's just kind of glad they're gone? That you just don't have these things taking up room in your house anymore?
No, absolutely not. I suppose it's just, I know it's, you know, in the whole scheme of things, the world and everything, it's a materialistic issue, but I suppose they were just so sentimental, vintage bags, gifts, and, you know, just a bag for every occasion. So I suppose on the positive, I will have to go and start my collection again.
But there's nothing like a collection, though. I mean, I know I collect runners and I collect guitars and, you know, as I can see what Dermot's saying, my wife would love if all my guitars accidentally went to the dump and she could then walk up the stairs without bashing off them. But in fairness, they are things I've been collecting since I was like 12 years old, you know, and they mean a huge amount. Whatever your collection is, whether it's comics or, you know, in your case, handbags, like they do mean a lot to you.
Yeah, I know. And it's, as you say, the money side as well, the dumping, I hate waste.
But don't handbags come in and like go out of fashion? Like, surely there was bags in that collection that you were never going to use again.
I know, there was, in fairness, but I just, there's some that were vintage that obviously will never go out of fashion, but there was, I had a couple, I think, from my grandmother as well, and she's passed away at this stage, but they were vintage. Anyway, such is life, but I think I'm more annoyed that I labelled everything else. My kids' stuff is labelled perfectly, everything else is labelled, and this one thing I just didn't label properly, and anyway.
We're still talking about all the things that got thrown out or destroyed by accident or on purpose or by people who just don't seem to care. Someone says, my mother lit the fire with Ozzy Osbourne's drumsticks that he gave me during a concert in Belfast.
Oh my God.
It's such a mother thing to do. There's some two lovely sticks.
I'll burn them. Yeah,
he saw like priceless drumsticks. She saw kindling.
Jer was onto us as well.
I used to keep my wedding ring in a matchbox in my bedside cabinet so that I wouldn't damage it when I was working, and my wife decided to clean out my bedside cabinet and duly fired my wedding ring into the bin. So I think that means, is that a freebie?
Yeah, well, you certainly can't get in trouble if the missus threw the wedding ring out. You're off the hook from that point of view.
Well, I was in Australia. My parents cleaned out the attic and threw out a signed drum skin from the Red Hot Chili Peppers when they played in Slane years ago. There's a lot of people blaming their parents. And I have to say, once again, if it's so precious, A, why is it sitting up in the attic? Like, you haven't thought about it in decades. And like, if it's so precious, take it home yourself.
This is the saddest one that's come in so far. I met the whole Irish soccer team with Jack Charlton before the World Cup in 94.
Oh,
and
wow.
I got all their autographs on an A4 sheet. A year or so later, I had it outside showing my friends and it blew away and I never found it again.
How strong was the wind?
I never found it again.
Blew away.
No, Noni.
Hello?
Yeah. Where are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, perfectly. Where are you?
I'm at the Masters, Kate.
Oh my God, at Augusta for the golf.
I'm here. Oh my God, it's amazing. It's full of posh goals.
Yeah?
You have to have money to burn, Kate. That's why the Prime is here on the first tee.
Oh, I see. You're selling everything.
Oh yeah. I haven't seen this many rich people now since the parent-teacher meeting at Clamgos.
So what are you doing there?
I'm selling protein bars here. You're the sports stars, do you know?
I didn't know you did protein bars.
Oh yeah. Well, it's a Mars bar wrapped in a rasher.
That doesn't sound very protein-y.
Turkey rasher.
Oh right.
Oh, they're mad to the turkey. And smoothies.
What smoothies are you doing?
A lot of Milky Ways are melted in the sunshine.
Oh.
I just poured them into a glass. There you go. Smoothie there for you there. €5. Thanks, Kate.
What's the weather like?
What the hell is a dollar? I don't know. Oh my God, the weather's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like Whit Weekend in Kilkee.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Oh my
it's
God.
It's unreal. Oh, that customer here.
Oh, hey, Nonny.
How are you, Kate Rory? How are you? Are you getting nine?
I'm obviously hoping to get the green jacket, you know yourself.
Oh my gosh, I have an anorak in the Prime here if you want it. You feeling the cold?
I don't know, I was trying to talk about the prize of the, you know.
Here you go now, here's a knocky, there you go, on your way. All right, Kate, see you, Rory.
Wow, Rory McIlroy.
Oh my God, lovely life.
Yeah.
To do so well in life with a haircut like that. I mean, it's unbelievable. Every time I look at him, I think of a potato brush under my kitchen sink.
I'll leave him alone.
How are you, Noni?
Excuse me for a second there, Dave.
Go on.
How are you, Patrick?
Yeah, great. Yeah, would you have any chocolate that can lower your cholesterol?
Oh, no, but I tell you what, I've a deal on a Curly Whirly that'll give you a heart attack. Buy two, get nothing free for the price of three for the price of four.
I'll take it.
There you go, kid. Off you go.
Oh, poor Patrick.
Oh, God love him. He was never the brightest Marty in the box. I know, I didn't say anything, Patrick.
And now, on the tee, from Limerick, Ireland, Noni Considine.
What? What's happening?
Are you playing?
I don't know. The only tee I know takes two sugars and a drop of milk.
Noni Considine.
You better get out there.
What am I going to do?
Have you got a club?
No, but I do have a club milk. Hang on, I'll stick a few of them together with some Highland toffee.
Go on.
There we go. There's a club made out of club mix.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what are you going to go on tee off, so?
Noni Considine on the tee.
Hang on a second. I know equipment.
Have you got a golf ball?
I have a cream egg.
Go on.
It's half melted, but it'll have to do. Okay. Hold on. Oh, my God. I have to bend over and put this thing into the ground. I'm balancing the cream egg on a swizzle stick.
Oh, wow. Oh. I'm hitting it with a club mill club. Let's go.
I don't know if I can even swing the club. I've got cataracts on my pelvis. Hang on. I don't know where this is going to go. Quiet, please. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I told you, I didn't know what was going to happen.
Just
cream egg all over Tiger Woods' face.
Oh my god.
We'll have to get him cleaned up. Everybody, lend a hand here. Lick the cream egg off Tiger's face. 50 cent a lick. 3 licks for a euro.
Noni, for God's sake, the man's been through enough.
I know. Oh my god, poor Tiger. What he's been through.
Yeah.
2 broken legs, a dislocated ankle, cuts and bruises. How he's here at all, I don't know.
Oh god, yeah, that car crash last year was shocking.
Yeah, he tried to rob a crunchy out of the pram half an hour ago. I laid into him, boy. You never touch my pram, Kay!
Okay, Marion and Andy, here's how this is going to work. It's a tiebreaker scenario. So we're going to play you a sped-up song. If you know the answer to the song, you have to shout out your name.
Artist and title, please. And be wary that if you shout your name and you get half of it right, the other person can then come in and steal that if they know the other half. Okay. You got me?
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to shout your name, okay, if you know it. Here we go.
Marion. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, it's Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Baby One More Time.
Baby One More Time. Yes. Hard luck, Andy.
Andy, thanks. Sorry about that.
All right, see you later, buddy. Marion, well done. You win yourself the lovely prize. Two-night luxury stay and the 3-course dinner for two and everything that's got the luxury music back on. Oh, my God.
You're heading to the Intercontinental in Dublin, which offers luxurious and the most spacious family rooms in the city. Intercontinental Dublin, ideal for families travelling together. You're going to have full arch breakfast and seasoned restaurant on both mornings and access to their beautiful luxury heated pool and spa as well. Are you up for that?
I am, and I bet you they'll have apple juice or pineapple juice.
Well, I bet you they will too.
Yeah, whatever you want, it's 5-star.
We just got fired from the Intercontinental, so we didn't know they had pineapple juice. Congratulations, Marion, have a great
day. Thank you so much. Thank you guys.
Earlier in the week, we talked about the people's census because on Sunday, we all had to fill out our census, I assume is singular. Anyway, and I was very underwhelmed. I was like, is that it? Is that all you want from me? I was ready to pour my heart and soul out to you, so I decided, right, let's do the people's census of Ireland and ask the questions we actually really want to know. So you sent in your questions on 0874 100 102. We listened and we compiled the people's census. It is now live at todayfm.com/people-census. We've broken it up into a few parts. We have food and drink, we have matters of the heart, home and health, work life, and your opinion. Questions such as, your go-to crisps. Have you ever gotten with a work colleague? How often do you change your bedclothes? In the last 5 years, how many sickies have you pulled? Obviously, I answer none to that. And what's your most unpopular opinion? What's the biggest lie you've ever told? Bits like that. The real juicy stuff that we actually want to know. So, head along to todayfm.com/people-census. There'll be a link up on the Today FM Instagram a little bit later on as well. Fill out the census completely anonymously. I promise we've no way of tracking you down. So you can be as honest as you need to be. todayfm.com/people-census will compile all the information and we shall reveal what stats and data and, you know, the lives of the Irish people through the People's Census very, very soon here on Today FM. 087 4100 102 to get in touch. Here's Britney Spears on Today FM. That is Robin with Every Heartbeat on Today FM.
Pamela Joyce on Today FM.
It is time for new music now. A great reaction to this track when I played it earlier in the week. Tom Grennan, you know him from this song.
When you wake up in the morning, darling,
cute as a button, extremely talented, has released a new song. It is called Remind Me, and it's right here on Today FM.
Millions of hours become days, your pictures that keep me away.
Text now, good luck.
Today FM's
Ireland, we're home. We are home.
087
0874 100 102. Are you in? You want shot? You out and about? What are you up to today? 0874 100 102. What's going on in your world? Check in, check out. Coldplay today. FM. Oh, 0874 100 102. Let's do a roll call. My name's Ray Foley. JP.
Hi, Sheila.
Oh, can you give a shout out to Sean Power, who's on the way to Liverpool for his stag do, from Frankie? Of course, Sean, hey! Have a lovely stag do. I was going to say have a lovely weekend. Is it a weekend? Like, you can get the whole weekend. That's a long stag do if it's starting on a Thursday.
You'll be feeling that on Monday.
Oh, my word. On show, lads, I'm moving to Athlone, so I'm equidistant. Equi or equi?
Either or.
I'm equidistant from Dublin and Cork in case I win tickets to Ed Sheeran. From Andrea. Yeah, we had a situation yesterday where a Donegal winner won tickets for Cork. Oh, it was an absolute nightmare. Today we've got Dublin tickets to give away. So if you're able to get to Ed Sheeran later on this month in Croke Park, I'll tell you about that later on. On show, Ray, I'm here feeling good after winning tickets for Alan Partridge and 2,250 euro on Dermot and Dave.
Wow.
Very nice.
That's a nice twosome.
Boom from Philly. Dermot and Dave are a nice twosome.
No, the prize and the tickets. Well, they're equally gorge.
And hey, Ray, save a seat for me. I've got a few messages to get from the shop, and then I'm a few messages.
Old school.
And then I'm all yours from Paul in Nerney. Eddie Sheeran's in Bad Habits. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Ed Sheeran coming to Ireland later on this month. He's playing Cork and Dublin. Do you want to go?
Win your way in to Ed Sheeran with Today FM.
That's right. Tickets for his big gigs in Dublin, Sunday the 24th of April. Porky Cueve in Cork on Friday the 29th of April. All you have to do is listen now for an Ed Sheeran song.
This is a Mullingar number we're dialing.
Hello.
Hello, Mullingar.
Hello, Ray.
Hello, sir. Who's this?
It's Michael. Michael Ahern.
It's Michael Ahern, everybody.
Mullingar Mike.
Mullingar Mikey. How are you, sir?
All good. Delighted to get the phone call.
Yeah. Well, I'm just ringing for the chats, actually. I've just wanted to catch up with you. We haven't had a chat in a while, Mike. How have you been?
Very good. Right. Busy at work.
You're in work now, are you?
Yeah, just on the road. Right. Delivering desks for Brownside Office Furniture and keeping it. Just delighted to get this phone call. Can't believe it.
Keeping everybody desked in work today.
Yes.
Very nice. Yes. Michael, I call with good news. You've got tickets for it. By the way, first of all, can you get to Dublin for Ed Sheeran?
Absolutely.
Well, in that case, you're sorted. Well done,
Michael. Fair play.
Lads, you are absolutely brilliant. And I'm delighted that you're back. And in the show, I've been listening to you for years, right? And just really happy with this. It's good. Very good.
Yeah, made me cry. Right, two tickets. It's on Sunday night. The 24th of April in Croke Park. We're crossing our fingers for lovely weather. And enjoy the gig, man.
Brilliant. Love the show.
Hey!
And you are brilliant. Thanks, lads.
Go on, Mike. All the best. Congrats.
Thank you.
Over 21,000 euro for grabs on the cash machine. Answer within five rings. Barry's making that call. Let's go.
Okay, cheers. Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome.
One ring. Two rings. Three rings.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Oh. Barry Dunn phoning. Are you free for a cash machine call by any chance?
I am, yeah.
I thought you might be. We're so glad you answered, by the way, because we didn't have a winner yesterday. Who are we talking to?
You are talking to Kevin too here.
Kevin, what part of the world are you in?
I am in the Midlands.
Very nice.
In Austria, yeah.
What are you doing with yourself this afternoon?
I'm just on lunch break at the moment.
Okay, you didn't get a winner yesterday, so we would love you to be our very next winner. And you know how this works, Kevin. Tell us this. Do you write down these cash amounts every day?
Today was the first day to enter, would you believe?
Kevin, there's going to be people listening to the radio going, now, I don't believe this guy. I don't believe it. The first time he's entered and he's through. Well, you know how it works. The cash amount, yeah. I've got it written down. I hope you've got it written down. What is it?
I hope it's the right number. €21,058.59.
Correct, Kevin. Welcome. Yes, Kevin.
Lovely.
Not only are you a first-time winner, you were so absolutely calm about this as well. What do you work at, Kevin?
I'm working for Olive Douglas & Sons Harbour and Burr. And
are you there by yourself at the moment?
Or? I am. I'm just sitting, having lunch in the car at the moment.
There's not a sinner there that is going to believe what has just happened.
No, there won't.
It looks terrible from the perspective that, you know, this is someone, this is not a junior officer that they would have no interaction with. This is the chief medical officer, who's someone who has played such a central role in decision-making in this country over the last 2.5 years. So ultimately, the fact that Stephen Donnelly did know about all the terms and conditions until this emerged in the public domain is actually quite staggering. I could understand that other line departments, you know, or other line ministers were not aware of it, because this is not necessarily a matter that should have gone to cabinet. But you would have thought that, given the high-profile nature of Tony Holohan, given the fact that this was not disclosed at the time of his move from the Department of Health, Trinity College, it just smells very badly and it looks terrible for a government. And it's occupying oxygen at a time when the government should really be focusing on its response to the Ukraine effort, which is obviously getting more and more challenging by the day, and obviously on the cost of living crisis that they're having to deal with as well. So this is an unwanted distraction, a self-inflicted own goal by the government. And there are legitimate questions being asked, is, well, who really is in charge of the Department of Health? Is it the minister or is it his officials?
That sharing aspect, I think, also is really important, because we were in a pandemic for so long and we lost all of our communal experiences, you know, going to gigs, meeting up with friends. And this, again, was sort of a new and inventive way to reconnect. I mean, we're all so sick of the pub quiz Zooms by the time that Wordle came around. And it was just, it was such a way to sort of re-engage with conversation again.
I mean, the soldiers on the ground are generally going to tell you what they did. In general terms, they're going to tell you that they're involved in the conflict, because that's their job. So it's not just going straight for, let's say, the victims and witnesses and then getting their stories. I mean, that's very important. But it's also important to get the story from those on the ground. And you probably heard some of this play out where some of these soldiers have left behind their mobile phones and they've walked into a conflict that they believe they're liberating Ukraine. So they've been lied to. So a lot of the soldiers like that will actually want to talk about the experience they've had.
Coons versus Cooking on Three Burners. This girl on Today FM. Before that, Madonna, Beautiful Stranger, which always reminds me of Austin Powers. Was it the second one? The Spy Who, can I say, Shagged? Well, anyway, that one, me, from about 2002, I'm going to say 2003. Paula, I'm supposed to head into work soon, but you're making it very difficult with cracking hits like that. Well, that is exactly what I'd like to hear. Take me with you. Go into work and just stick me in your ears. That sounds disgusting. Please, Paula, please, 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 a million times, please, can I have tickets to Ed Sheeran? I'm broke and I have entered all the comps to no avail. Help! If I could honestly gather up all the reasons why people tell me they want tickets, we would sell out Croke Park. Honestly, I wish I could give them to everyone, but I've been telling you how you can enter that competition in just a few minutes, so hang on there.
Oh, it's great to have them back. That is Block Party. That's going to feature on their brand new LP called Alpha Games, out shortly. That is the fourth single from it. Definitely a return to the sound of Silent Alarm, and all the better for it. That is If We Get Caught. Before that, a bit of Black Keys and Gold on the Ceiling. And a tasty, I think, a very tasty remix of The Cure and They're Just Like Heaven from the Penelopes on Today FM with myself, Ed Smith, here, just banging them out one after the other. Here's one of the best Bond songs that was never released. Space, Ballad of Tom Jones, Today FM.